Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess,
Bryce,
and Bianca
with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, large amounts of traffic were reported eastbound on the Ipswich motorway last night after a truck crash around 6 p.m. The truck, which caught flames just before the Red Bank exit, resulted in lane closures and traffic which lasted until the early hours of this morning. All lanes were reopened just before 3 a.m, with traffic easing around midnight last night. There have been no reported injuries and the driver was left unharmed.
An interim report by the Queensland Productivity Commission has suggested that Queensland should opt out of accessibility standards for housing in order to increase building approvals. The report, which was set to find ways of improving the state's productivity, stated that the current requirements have increased construction costs for builders. The current requirements, which are set by the National Construction Code, require houses to have at least one step-free entry, wider internal doors and corridors, as well as a toilet on the ground or entry level. Master Builders Queensland CEO, Paul Bidwell, said accessibility requirements should be made voluntary, not mandatory, and he strongly believes the cost of accessibility requirements outweigh the benefits. Accessible housing has already been an issue across Brisbane and the Gold Coast, with rising cost of living and rent prices putting those with accessibility requirements already at a disadvantage.
In national news, Disability Minister Mark Butler has announced that children with autism or developmental delay will no longer be able to claim under the National Disability Insurance Scheme after 2027. The decision was made on Wednesday, with Butler stating, quote, "Children with mild to moderate levels of developmental delay and autism should not be on a scheme set up for permanent disability," unquote. As a replacement, a new system called Thriving Kids will be established to support families in schools, childcare centres and playgroups from July of 2026. Many families with children on the current scheme have voiced their concern, with access and eligibility changes being made to the NDIS once Thriving Kids system is rolled out in 2027.
A new trend is sweeping through Year 12 students across Australia. Promposals, dramatic, creative ways to ask someone to school formal, inspired by US tradition and fueled by social media virality. In one example, a Queensland student surprised his girlfriend with flowers, signs, and cheers, momentarily stopping the school day and generating a viral TikTok video. Despite growing enthusiasm, some schools are pushing back, citing social media and disciplinary concerns.
And for our international story today, astronomers have peered directly at a star's inner layer for the first time thanks to a supernova explosion 2.2 billion light years away. The event was observed by Hawaii's Keck Observatory, with the blast confirming long-held theories by revealing heavy elements within the star like silicon and sulfur. The inner layers of the star were visible after the outer shell, usually composed of lighter elements like carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen, was stripped away. Researchers are unsure of what caused the outer layers of the star to be ejected.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of showers. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The river is expected to reach minor high tide in 1 hour, with low tide at 2 p.m. The fire danger is none, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.